I'm joined by Harriet Sherwood. Where are you exactly, Harriet?
I'm in the Mistletoe Willow, which is the home of the Shalit family, where there's a very, very big police presence and a lot of media and a few local people from the community. I'm standing at the entrance of the road to the Shalit family home, which is closed off. I've been speaking to a 14-year-old who was putting up banners all along the road leading up to the family home in preparation for Gilad Shalit's return here later today. And the banners say, "So good that you came home," which are the words taken from a popular song in Israel. And he said that this is a very tiny community. There's less than fewer than 600 people who live here. It's very close to the Lebanese border, so a long way north. And this young man, whose name is Tom Carmi, told me that the past few years have been very hard, but this is a very, very happy day for both the Shalit family and the community here. He said that they had tried to support the family over the past 5 years. It's a very small community, as I said, and that everybody is friends, everyone knows one another, it was just an extremely joyful day for them today.
The family has travelled to the airbase. Are we expected to... are they going to make any statement by the house today?
We don't know. I think the Israeli authorities are very keen to protect Gilad Shalit and the family. I don't know whether there's going to be any kind of public appearance. As you say, the parents are now at the airbase, and so Prime Minister, or at some point there will be Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to greet the young soldier. He's being brought by helicopter up here to the north of Israel, and then he'll be brought by car from the helipad nearby to this very small community of Mistletoe Hillah.
Egyptian TV is saying that Shalit has been in Egyptian hands for the last hour or so. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think the process is going quite quickly, although Shalit, as far as I understand it, is in the hands of Egyptian officials. I think he's now at a military base just close to the Egyptian border, where he's undergoing various assessments. I mean, obviously, the state of his physical and psychological health are unknown up till this point, so he will be undergoing quite careful evaluations by medical doctors. Then he's going to be flown from there to Tel Nof Air Base in central, where he will meet his parents and the Prime Minister, and then he will be brought by helicopter up here. Obviously this whole process situation is one that will be going on for some time to come, and presumably, of course, the Israeli intelligence officials will also at some point begin a very long and delicate process of debriefing him.
So let me just be clear, is your understanding that he's now in Israeli hands?
My understanding is that he is in Israeli hands, but I mean, we're getting a lot of conflicting reports.
Sure.
I think this is going to be a day of confusion. But yes, my understanding is he is now at Kerem Shalom, which is an Israeli point, which is at the where Israel, Egypt and Gaza sort of all come together. But I can't confirm that. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, but I don't know for certain.
It's a sort of complicated choreography of this release. Is it going to plan, roughly?
It seems to be, and as I said, it seems to be going quite quickly. I've just heard, again, unconfirmed report that two female prisoners are refusing to cross into Gaza, Palestinian female prisoners. I don't know whether that's true, and that may cause a hitch. I mean, I think there's quite a lot of potential for hitches, but at the moment, it does seem to be going according to plan. I think it's in everybody's interest now that it proceeds smoothly. I mean, Israel and Hamas, and of course the Egyptians, who've broken the deal.
Just sum up the mood there.
Well, I mean, obviously it's very, amongst the local people, it's very cheerful. I mean, they're very, very happy. I think it's been a very hard 5 years for this little community. The banners are out, and they're waiting to welcome their boys up.
Okay, Harriet, we'll speak to you soon later. Thanks.
Okay, bye.